Well, friends, welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance channel. Hope you do enjoy the content we're putting out every day. Remember, if you feel that you want to give us a little support, there's different ways you can do that. One way is to become a patron of the channel. The link is below. If you want to hit the click, I know some of you don't like to do it, but it's a meaningful way of providing real help as we face a very difficult future, I think, in 2022. So if you do appreciate this, then that's what to do. Okay, yesterday I talked to you about the fact that Israel, the canary in the coal mine, was now in the process of instigating a fourth jab, or if you like, the second booster. And surprise, surprise, today I see in the British press, Britain considers the fourth COVID vaccination. Experts. You get that one, you anti-science bigots? Experts are going to examine evidence on rolling out another jab after Israel and Germany announced a second booster to tackle Omicron threat. Interesting to see how Israel and Germany are working so closely together these days, though, isn't it? That's nice. The Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization is weighing up whether to introduce, yes, a fourth jab. It would likely come 4 months after the third if it gets the green light, which it will do from health officials. So I've been preaching this one for so long now, it's wearisome, but I keep saying round about March or April, they'll all be getting their fourth jab. That is as clear as the nose in your face. And the reason, of course, it's to stop the surge of the deadly Omicron. That's the deadly Omicron, which is the weakest variant yet, and which, for example, in South Africa, hasn't managed to kill anybody. It's managed to kill somebody here yet, though, which is strange. Apparently, anyway, what's going to happen is those with weakened immune systems are already entitled to the fourth jab, but the elderly and other groups could soon be included. Yeah, get that fourth jab into those 80-year-olds. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with that? Yeah, the fourth jab would likely come 4 months after the third if it gets a green light and could be available in the new year. How exciting for Pfizer and the other jab companies. The professor who's in charge of the JVCI, well, he said his view on it is that that we need to see more data. Oh, they keep saying that. We need to see more data. We're in different circumstances to Israel, and we would need to see more data on waning immunity and vaccine effectiveness against hospitalization. An Israeli health expert said they are already seeing waning immunity from the third jab, which has prompted the need for the fourth jab. Hello, David to planet Earth. Is it just me who reads this and goes, this is pathetic? So even as the British government is telling everyone, the best gift you can give yourself at Christmas is to take the third jab. Israel saying, yeah, but the third jab wanes, and that's why you have to have a fourth jab. And you can see how this is clearly all concert. This is all synchronized. It's all planned what they are doing. And obviously the Israeli prime minister says Naftali Bennett said the world will follow in our footsteps. I don't think I'll be wanting to follow in your footsteps, Mr. Bennett. But he says the great news is this is Bennett now, an Israeli guy, says that it's great news. It's going to help Israel overcome Omicron wave that's spreading fear around the world. Well, no, it's not. It's the media that's spreading fear around the world, isn't it? But Israel has managed to find one person who's died with Omicron. And then they had to lament it by saying, yeah, okay, but it wasn't. We need to change that. He actually was infected with the Delta variant. Oh, the Delta variant. I see. So it's the Delta variant that killed him, right? Not the Omicron variant. That's interesting. Wonder could that happen in the UK as well? How do they know the differences between these different? How do they test for the differences between these strains? But anyway, back to Israel. They're saying they are seeing waning immunity, reflected in the reduction of antibodies and also in breakthrough infections. That's why you got to get your fourth dose. So let's just cut to the chase. Round about January, February, the UK will shift onto the basis that we're coming out of the hard winter that Omicron gave us. But to enjoy the glories of the spring, you got to get your fourth jab, your number two booster. And that's because the other ones have all failed. That's the truth of it. And maybe they'll come out and actually say that and be honest. Maybe they'll come out and they'll say, you've got to keep getting these every couple of months because they only last for a couple of months. And that's just tough. And that's what you have to do if you want to be part of polite society. In fact, if you want to even do business, conduct your life in any way normal, then that's what has to happen. It is interesting to see that Germany has ordered millions of new doses in order that they could potentially roll out 80 million doses of a biotech vaccine, which targets Omicron. If they're pretending that they've got a variant that targets Omicron, and Germany, oh yeah, give us millions. We need 80 million. Give us it. I'm sure Boris will have 800 million of those. And that's where we're going with this one, folks. It's just continued jabbing, isn't it? Science is now dead. There's no science left. They're just simply saying, look, it doesn't matter what the issue is. The solution is the same. Take another jab. Keep taking jabs. Don't worry about what it does to your immune system. That's just a technical detail. Leave that to the experts to work out. You just be a good boy or a good girl. Hold out your arm and let that needle sink in with whatever's in the vaccines. And yes, it wanes after 3 to 4 months. Everyone knows that. But if it's going to keep the Omicron at bay, then this is what you have to do. So jab number four, it's on the way, even before most people have even tried jab number three. What a world.